mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
Love the original cartoon. Love it, love it, love it. Jerry Bader Show, Merry Christmas, 1052. Ryan emails that the aircraft are going to have to be equipped with an antenna to make this happen, and it's probably going to be really expensive. Probably. There are still people who will do it, even if in short bursts. And I don't know. We'll see how that works out. It might not be as expensive as you think, but I'm guessing it's going to be pretty pricey. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has a follow-up to the farm video story, and it's a pretty good one. Journal Sentinel did something I don't know if any other newspaper did, and I brought this up yesterday. Having been raised on a farm, I knew this. This is about the video of the Wheezy Brothers farm in the Greenleaf area. Everybody who knows anything about farming admits that there are acts of cruelty on that video. However, there are things on that video that are not considered acts of cruelty if you understand how farming works. That when an animal is down, you do have to do what you have to do to get it up. And as I admitted yesterday, I'm not going to say I never hit a cow with a stick. I'm not going to say my dad never hit a cow with a stick. I'm not going to say that. We did. When you have a downed animal, you got to yell at it. You've got to prod, poke, get up. You do what you have to do to try to get that animal up. And as I said yesterday, that is some of what you see in that video. And the whole thing, calf separated from its mother immediately, of course it is. And yes, it's turned into veal. Who didn't know that? Would you feel better if it got to live a full life and then was chopped into pieces and eaten? I have no problem with eating beef. I do like veal, by the way. I do love veal. When I was younger, I thought it was kind of weird. But there are a lot of things on that video that are not abusive. And for someone who doesn't understand that, it is, and several people brought that up yesterday, but I applaud the Journal Sentinel for doing a story on that. And they speak with several Wisconsin farmers who say, look, that is what happens. Speaking of beef, we didn't get to it, but last week there was a big ado about a warning from the state about eating so-called cannibal sandwiches at holiday parties. They are popular in the winter, I think, for obvious reasons and not in the summer. Raw beef prepared, peppered with onions and rye bread. They've been cannibal sandwiches. They've been a staple at Wisconsin Christmas holiday parties for years. The warning came out, you shouldn't eat raw beef. Didn't get to it yesterday. Jim Stengel in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel did a piece on it saying, warning schmornings, bring on the cannibal sandwiches. He talks to a guy who loves them. He serves them at Packer parties and other gatherings, and he's not going to change. Obviously, if beef sits out at room temperature for too long, there is a danger. Okay. Let me ask you this. Should restaurants be allowed to serve cannibal sandwiches? Should you be able to pay for raw beef? Why not? Because you can't pay for raw milk, that's why. And how much more regulation should there be on beef that's going to be served raw? And how do you know? Should you ask the person, are you cooking that or are you going to serve it raw? Because if you're going to serve it raw, here, you need to hand this out to your customers. Look, if you don't know the risks of eating raw beef, you're an idiot. If you don't know the risks of drinking raw milk, you're an idiot. And as Jim Stengel puts in his piece, if you're going to eat the cannibal sandwiches, do it as soon as you get to the party. And not after they've been sitting out for 3 hours. And as a host, you shouldn't allow them to sit out for 3 hours. Okay, so I guess we figured that out. And as he points out, there have been... The report came out. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a report last week telling people to steer clear of raw beef. Last year during the Christmas holiday season, somewhere between a few and a dozen people in Wisconsin were sickened by E. coli bacteria tied to cannibal sandwiches. The meat came from a shop in Watertown. The centers found similar problems in 1972, 78, 94 in Wisconsin. But that's not very many cases, as Stengel points out. I've eaten them. I'm okay with it. I'm kind of take it or leave it. My wife just, it's not the health risk. She just finds it unappealing. You get warnings at all sorts of restaurants. Raw shellfish, blah, 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 blah. So what now? Every time you buy beef, should there be more explicit instructions? If served at a party, don't eat this or what? Common sense. All right, I did not get to the fairness doctrine back door. Third day, I just haven't been able to get to this. Got to do it tomorrow. 10:58, 8 minutes from Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
The Baron had Snoopy dead in his sights. He reached for the trigger to pull it up tight. Why he didn't shoot, well, we'll never know.
Things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.